Hello, everybody out there in podcast land or Facebook page world or Instagram snapshot place. This is Naomi Cologne coming at you Thanksgiving evening 2019. I am sitting on my grandmother's bed right now in my father's house, where I live with my children and spouse, and I was looking through one of my journals, just taking in the silence here, because my family, aside from my father and my brother and my stepmother, are all in different places this holiday. My children are spending time with family they haven't visited in a while, which I'm grateful for. It's been a while since I've actually had a holiday that I've spent with my father and my stepmom, and so though everybody else wanted us all to be in one place, I just felt called to be here with my parents and enjoy the time with them and just take in that time that we have, that we don't get much of because it's usually a house full of kids and school and lots of other things going on. So, I was reading through a journal and came across an entry from October 26th that I put a snippet of on Facebook and realized that I had decided that I wanted to put it up on YouTube or some outlet and just kind of share what had come up for me that evening, or actually that morning. It was about 2:02 in the morning on October 26th. It was the day after my brother's birthday, and I was processing some old childhood trauma that had come up around that day because of some things that had happened in the past. I won't go into detail about that at this time, but I just needed to really write it out and just get it out of me. And I got to a point where I didn't want to like let it own me or run me or make me feel shame and guilt like it has for so long. And so I processed it on paper. And what you're going to hear after this intro is the piece that I wrote that morning. And so I just want to thank you for taking the opportunity and giving me your time and giving this a listen for whatever reason that you decided to show up here and connect with this and with me and my writing, my spoken word, which is something I'm not very experienced in, but it's something that I really want to do more of. I believe that voice is going to dominate in the coming years. I believe that because I believe and trust in Gary Vaynerchuk's business mind and his opinions on how platforms work and how to reach people. And I like to talk, as you can probably tell by now, almost 4 minutes in with this intro. So I just want to thank you, and I'm just so grateful. I just wanted to continue the theme of gratitude by sharing this piece, and I have a I guess you could call it a habit or a practice that I do every day when I wake up in the morning, or sometimes when I'm eating, or whenever I just find the time to just sit with myself and just really be aware of what's going on, you know, within myself. I find things that I'm grateful for, or I just sit in the moment and just muster up, you know, that feeling of gratitude and love and joy for, you know, whatever is happening in the present moment. And so I just wanted to keep with that tradition. I don't think that Thanksgiving should be the only day that we give thanks and are grateful. I believe it's really truly healthy to do that every single day. And, I'm feeling grateful that I got through a holiday with a little bit of my family, and I was not triggered, like, at all. And that's big for me. So I just felt that it was kind of fitting to finally share this piece, because it's been, wow, yeah, like a month since I wrote this piece, and I'm finally feeling called to share that. And I think it's beautiful. It's a part of my story, written in a very beautiful way, and I just wanted to share that piece of my heart. And yeah, I just want to thank you guys again for listening, and I love you guys, and I hope you had a very, very happy Thanksgiving with your family. And I'm not sure when I'm going to do another podcast or audio, but I definitely want to make my intention to do that more often known right now. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy. I touch myself at night when nobody's watching. I've began to feel safest at the tips of my own hands and most supported in the soles of my own feet. Stand on your own too, they always said. I mistook it meant, fuck you, to him, her, and them too. You know, you're too pretty to use those words, they'd say. It's not classy and unbecomes a lady. You should just stand, no, sit, right here, and be the good mate that saves, you know, face. He didn't try to save my face when he smacked, whacked, and tried to crack it, nor my heart when she tried to bam, pow, stab, at it. No, not because they wanted me dead, just 'cause, you know, hurt people, they'd said. You forgive and forget, you know how that story goes, until one day you don't know anything or anyone who's been so sorry and just a little not myself than me, to stretch your heart so wide open with sorries and I'll do betters for a world of good you can see only in your dreams. The mind's eye or whatever, said somebody once, and it stuck like the memories of being ripped open for love, not once or twice, but 5 times, a lady. And I love you, sweet child of mine, 4 boys and 1 girl. Could there be more love in this world? Of my womb, blood of my blood, yet only for a time that they begin to stand on their own two, then walk and, at teenage times, run away. I never wanted to be like my mother, yet I put baby boy in a corner at a couple different times and ripped open his heart and told him he wasn't right enough. I vowed to protect her the ways I felt failed by him. Daddy, gone to war again, yet left at home without him to do battle against the dirt under the rug without a clue how to operate heavy machinery or say no to him and her, older by just a tad and not sure where their own had gone mad. Judgment, shame, a girl who couldn't cry wolf 'cause she could barely read through the lines of the X-rated movies where eyes got covered, but fuck, we forgot to keep the porno mags under the covers. Now mom's upset 'cause dad got caught again, a casualty of war in Iraq or Iran, come close with his battles while far from his wife and sandals. Chancletas, they call us on my Puerto Rican side, means little girl, daughter, mi hija, yet I barely knew him. This is the life I vowed to protect my chancleta from, my rosy garden, my Mona Lisa smile, mommy loves you. Deep down, I knew she was the one that got pulled away, forceps holding me open as I lie to myself that this was the right choice, my choice, pro-choice, they said. Yes, a huge piece of me died that late September day, a sliver of light cut right out of me and in my eyes, never to be seen or felt or flutter again. Jesus Christ, they told me, would save me now. All I have to commit is one more murder, mine. Die to self and reconcile as a sinner, you apple-biting, snaky, Slytherin-speaking Gentile. At least, that's what he reminded me to recall. I was, after all, his helper, the rib from some side of his chest, as he pups it up and out like the peacock does best. He was shiny and new, virgin Virgo of my life. He forgave me. Of course, he said, one day you'll be my wife, and we'll both be responsible for this moment in time. After all, hell's not here, it's somewhere far deeper than the pit of despair we're drowning in together right now, he'd whisper. But I'm here for you, my love. Jesus saves. Remember, the moments of lust and desire warmed us up. At night, fall, when the son or daughter returned back to the cosmos, awaiting the next return. Merely 4 years later, my rosebud. She came back to me, to us, it seems, without 1 ounce of her flame missing a beat, a crackling of embers, constant and ever warming. My vow thus far has its cracks and stains, yet she's never known an ounce of the same trauma that claimed me. I broke the chains of hurtful hands and mouths, the ones that family curses each other with and douses one another with flames of fire. I know with life coming and going fast for her, struggles and pain will still come around. But thank goddess, she'll be well more equipped and prepared than I was, but have become pretty amazing with who I am now. As for the rest of the story, lined pages lie in wait for the next downpour of the water from my ballpoint and click into place a few more pieces, puzzle and gorilla glue, perhaps, holding me together less and less as I rediscover why I'm blessed. Be the odds ever in my favor as I taste test my truth, piece by piece. Ooh wee. So wow, that was a pretty intense spoken word piece for me. Wow, yeah. The feeling that I had the night that I wrote it and those wounds that I was feeling that evening just kind of came flooding back to me, but this time it was in such a beautiful way. I didn't feel heavy or any kind of shame or guilt, or really anything low vibe or negative at all reading that piece. It actually brought me some peace. I felt truly calm and just grateful the entire way through, and I'm hoping that that it was cohesive for you guys and that it was something that you could really feel into and just really get kind of a picture of some of the things that I was processing during that time that I wrote this piece. And so, or just wrote this journal entry, really, because like I said in the intro, it wasn't really a piece. It was just like me processing something, and I reread it and thought that it was just so beautiful, and I just felt called to share it. And it took me a month to get to this point, and sometimes that's just how the journey goes. You know, you make an intention to do something, and it may not go as you planned, but I do believe that divine timing is at work all the time. And so I feel like this is just perfect. This was a perfect time to share it with you guys. And I hope to feel inspired to do more. And I would appreciate any support that you guys could give me in sharing my podcast or leaving a comment, or, you know, I don't know if there's like a way to like, or maybe you could subscribe to the podcast if you would like to hear more pieces of my writing. I can't really tell you what exactly it'll be about, just kind of sharing my heart here. And I will have definitely other audios that are going to be talking about other things, and my hope is to spread more positivity and love and just a knowing that no matter how broken you might feel or how much shame or guilt that you may live with in your life, that there is always another choice that you can make. You can choose to see life as happening to you, which in what I've learned from many great teachers and mentors and coaches that I've worked with, comes from a place of victimhood when you believe that life is happening to you and that it's out of your control completely. Or you can make the choice to believe that life is happening for you. And when you choose to believe and see from the perspective of life happening for you, then you are more able to really see the gift in everything. Whether you may perceive it as a quote unquote good or bad thing, everything is wrapped up in a gift. So it's up to you how you perceive that and what you choose to do with it. If you allow it to empower you or disempower you is completely your choice. I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to tell you if you're right or wrong. Simply here to just share my heart and the knowledge that I have attained over the lifetime that I've lived and the last few years that I've really spent doing a lot of inner work and healing wounds and traumas from childhood and even early on in my adult life, my teenage years, all that. Even to this day, I'm still working on healing wounds from the past. And so I just hope that you guys enjoyed it and it gave you some kind of inspiration to believe that it's okay to share your story and it's necessary. If you have a community of people or maybe just one person who's, you know, there for you and accepts you and loves you and supports you through all of the ups and downs and cheers you on and, you know, and just grabs you by the hand and just doesn't let you stay in that space of, you know, emptiness and loneliness and depression and not feeling like you're enough. And if I could be that person for just one person, I would feel like I was definitely living in my purpose. That's kind of what I feel like my purpose is to really just help people to take flight and take that first step out of the darkness and shine the light on those areas that may be keeping you stuck in a place that isn't so forgiving. And just know that there's love everywhere. There's love all around you. You are love. You are loved. I love you. And I appreciate you, whether you're man, woman, child, teenager, no matter what race you are, no matter what you believe in religiously or politically or otherwise, we're all a collective conscious organism, I feel. I strongly believe in that. And yeah, the only thing that separates us is our physical bodies. So maybe more on that later in another podcast or audio. But for now, I appreciate you. I love you. And I will talk to you guys again soon. Peace.